Dear Cheap Astronomy, when a machine runs in an atmosphere, some of the energy put into it is lost in the form of sound waves. So would that same machine run more efficiently in a vacuum where that energy is not lost as sound waves? It's true that in space, no one can hear you working. But before we think about mechanical efficiency, first imagine an explosion in space. It's true that in a vacuum, there will be more energy concentrated at the point of the explosion, since there's no opportunity for energy to be removed by oscillations in an atmosphere that then radiate away from the location of the explosion in the form of shock waves. But nonetheless, that concentrating effect may be only momentary, since if more energy remains at the source, the explosion may become visibly brighter, or hotter, or more ionizing. In other words, excess energy will still be dissipated away, although in the form of electromagnetic radiation rather than sound. So let's now take this thinking back to the operation of a machine that is able to operate in a vacuum. Work, from a technical physics perspective, involves energy input that is converted into mechanical, chemical, electrical, or even gravitational action. The efficiency of the energy conversion into action may depend upon the precision of engineering used, the volatility of the compounds involved, and also general principles of friction and conductivity. By the second law of thermodynamics, energy conversion can never be 100% efficient, so there is always some degree of thermodynamic loss in the form of free energy, being energy that can't contribute to any useful work. It's just lost as heat. But for a machine that doesn't operate anywhere near 100% efficiency, there may be all kinds of energy losses in the form of friction, vibration, noise, or just an awful lot of heat loss, all representing forms of energy loss that you might not have lost if you had built your machine more efficiently and maintained it better. Shame on you. Anyway, how a machine operates in a vacuum depends upon what kind of work it is doing and what kind of machine it is. But for this thought experiment, let's assume it's some kind of clunky old machine that makes lots of whirring and grinding sounds when it's running. So, if you now put the same machine in a vacuum and run it, the same mechanical inefficiencies still exist. So, even though the machine may seem silent to a distant observer, the gears are still grinding, the levers are still rubbing, and the pistons are still knocking. In a vacuum, all this vibrational energy lost is not lost in the form of sound, but since the objects are still vibrating, they get hotter. So in a vacuum, your machine will get hotter than it would if it was running in an atmosphere. It's unlikely that getting hotter will make it run more efficiently. Indeed, it's quite likely to run less efficiently, for example, because its hotter pistons become more prone to seizing. I hope that answers your question.